Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1866, Trustees of Church of Christ.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for an expansion of an existing cemetery to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.2 acres more or less, lying southwest of Frankfurt School Road, also known as Route 92, 1/2 mile southeast of Thatcher Street. And Thatcher Street is within Frankfurt, I do believe. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down copies of the survey for the property and the sites proposed for expansion of the cemetery. We did not require response from DelDOT since the cemetery already exists, and they're only proposing to add some additional sites. We did not get a comment from the Conservation District, and we did receive comments Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. Makes reference to the applicants, the tax map, the location, the intended use. The site is located in the Roxette and Planning area. A on-site septic already exists at the site. Conforming to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update would be required. Notes that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently is scheduled to provide sewer service. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. All right, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there someone here representing this application this evening? Yes, ma'am. Well, come on up, please, if you would. Give us your name and address, please.
Yvonne Sturgis, 27453 Dagsborough Road, Dagsborough, Delaware.
Thank you, Ms. Sturgis. You heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I don't.
All right, then. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Ms. Sturgis. One of the criteria for conditional use that we think about is is there a need for this? And I'm guessing the answer from you would be what?
Yes.
Yes, that there is a need. Thank you. Do you...
You might need one yourself. You never can tell.
It will be coming to that, yes. I think I'll stroke out if Mr. Ross gets adopted.
That'd be two of us.
My thoughts would be that there would probably be some funeral services and things that would be held at the new proposed graveyard.
Yes.
Do you anticipate needing any extra parking than what you have for those services?
No.
Okay. Would you do? Do you think that the expanded graveyard, would it have any signage?
No.
Anything? Mm-hmm. No. Just. You take, okay, or any fencing?
No.
All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
The existing graveyard, you're pretty sure of the boundaries of where the existing graveyard is. There's no chance of putting the new graveyard overlapping any existing?
No. The existing, the new one that we're planning is up further from the old cemetery.
Sure. No further questions, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
I have no questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions.
All right, then. Ms. Sturgis, if you would, take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1866, Trustees of Church of Christ? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1866? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.